Welcome to today's quick win. When I speak to women who run their own business and ask them, what do you have the most trouble with in your business? Almost every single one of them says, I need more time. Well, let's face it, don't we all? Today we solve the mystery of why we always need more time and why we cannot seem to get it. What if I told you getting more time is the easy part? Because it is, truly. It's not getting more time that is the problem. It is what we do with it that continues the cycle of needing more time. Today we won't be looking at any productivity tools or techniques. They're everywhere and most of them work really well. Instead, we will look at the intentionality of creating time, protecting time, and using it for something we truly care about. Today's episode could make a big difference to your work-life balance. So get yourself comfy as we dive into today's quick win. Let's do it. Are you ready to work less, stress less, and make more money? I bet you're tired of working really hard, putting in crazy hours, and still not getting the results you know you deserve. How about we swap constant overwhelm for ease and grace and take your business to the next level? Imagine having absolute certainty with every decision you make. There's a way you can achieve it all without losing yourself. I'm Deb Field, quick win coach, business boss, and keep it simple CEO. I've been successfully taking small, medium, and large businesses to the next level for decades. Want to learn how? Go grab your favorite cuppa. I'm about to share powerful quick wins you can apply today. Let's create business magic with your heart at the center of everything you do. Imagine if you could create another 2 hours a day. Just take a few seconds to think about that. Another 2 hours. What could you do with it? So let's dream a little. Just let your mind go a little. What could you do with that extra 2 hours a day to help you get things sorted? And where did your mind go? This is going to be very interesting. Just let's look at where your mind went when we said you've got another 2 hours. Did it go to your business and how you could get everything done and up to date? Did it go to your home and how you could tidy everything, get that spring cleaning done, or get that small reno project done? Or did it go to your family and friends and how you could spend more time with those that you love? Or did it go to you meeting your own personal needs, like going to the gym, cooking healthy meals, having a bath, enjoying time at the beach or a hike, yes please, having time to meditate or read that book that you've been looking forward to, or having that facial, or enjoying an amazing massage and pedicure. I'm sure there are unlimited things you would love to do with that extra time. But where did your mind go? Because where your mind goes tells you why you keep needing more time. In reality, we all get the same amount of time, and I know that's very cliche, but it's not always being used intentionally, is it, for those things that we truly desire in our heart. When I decided to step out of my full-time job to be a mother, I did this prior to falling pregnant. I wanted some time. There it is, right? There's that little time thing. It took us quite a while to fall pregnant. And during this time, I was catching up on all things at home and with family and friends and for myself. However, because I no longer had that commitment of my 10 to 12 hour day job, I simply took my time with pretty much everything. And I think I pretty much wasted all of my time when I come to think of it. What I'd do now if I could have this time again, eh? Oh, goodness. You see, I didn't really use any of that time wisely. I simply wasted it. Now, on the other end of the scale, there's been times when I've had so much going on in my business, at home, with family, friends, etc., that I basically wanted to run away to the circus, seriously. And I know you can relate to that. I was burning out, none of my personal needs were getting met, and I always cried that I needed more time. And when I got it, it went into my current pressures, not into anything else that was going to support my balance and well-being. Hint, hint, this is where we're going today. I discovered that time is something we all have. Getting more of it rarely solves our desperate need for more time, and here's why. Life and our interactions with people, process, and technology are getting faster and faster, or so it appears. We can find what we need in seconds online. We can communicate with people at the click of a few haptic buttons on our iPhone. Everything we need to do can be done fast, and it typically is. Now, this generates a shed load of dopamine, and don't we love it? Yes, my hand is up. Have that t-shirt, wearing it right now. Dopamine is our feel-good hormone. It gives us a sense of pleasure. It's designed to reward us when we are doing the things we need to do to survive, like eating, drinking, competing for survival, and that could be our business, by the way, and reproducing. This is when dopamine happens. As humans, our brains are hardwired to seek out behaviours that release dopamine. We feel good, we love it, and we want more. But here's where it gets tricky. Many things such as junk food and sugar release large amounts of dopamine into our brains. We are surrounded by this reward system. And many things that interrupt our time also triggers a dopamine hit. Here's just a few. We see a message on our phone from our kids and we answer it. Dopamine. We provide a simple answer to an issue one of our team leaders is having. Dopamine. We order dinner and have it delivered. Yes, dopamine. We reply to a funny meme on Instagram. Love it. Dopamine. We get heaps of likes on our uploaded photo of us at the gym. Yes, dopamine. And we can't help but read the comments talking about our amazing go for it attitude on Facebook. Dopamine. Then we have a quick look at some reels. We deserve a break, right? Dopamine. We grab a quick coffee on the run. Dopamine. And we find that perfect throw rug on Marketplace. Dopamine. Now, as long as we can get our dopamine hits, we will continue our typical pattern of time use that we currently have in place today. Okay, let's get you more time firstly, because that's what you tell me you need. The secret is to manage our dopamine addiction by getting very intentional about our time. So here's two easy ways to get time back. Number one, reduce interruptions. Sounds simple, doesn't it? To understand the value of reducing interruptions, let's explore the cost of interruptions on our time. A study done by Professor Gloria Mark of the University of California indicates that it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to get back on track after a distraction by an unrelated task. What the absolute beep! That is a lot higher than I thought, 23 minutes. Another study in 2017 suggests business professionals are interrupted over 6 times a day, with 70% over 10 times a day. Now, this equates to at least 138 minutes wasted trying to get ourselves back on track, and can be as high as 4 hours or more per day. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks, right? We're on it. We're on the money right here and now. If you want more time, here's one place you can get it. Stop the interruptions. And here's how. Put one or more of these in place as soon as you can. Book time in your calendar for focus time and stick to it. Turn your phone on airplane mode when you need to focus. If you're in the office, let your team know you're unavailable and make no exceptions, fire drills notwithstanding. Consider working from home or away from the office when you need focus time. Just make sure you're alone and able to focus, not in the lounge room when the kids are on a day off. Pretty simple, hey? Stop the interruptions. Number two, do one thing at a time. Now, in episode 8, I explain in detail the phenomena called context switching. Studies show that if we do 3 things or think about 3 things at one time, our productivity drops down to 40%. Yes, that means you lose 36 minutes every hour because you're multiprocessing. I mean, a lot of us talk about how we can multiprocess, but does it really work? No, it does not. It costs you so much time. We context switch more than we realize. You've already done this while listening to the episode. Every time a thought pops into your head, you have to switch context. This is a massive time and productivity loss. And if you've ever been listening to a podcast and zoned out into something else, and then you've had to go back, there's an example of it, context switching. You cannot hold 2 things at one time. So context switching is what happens when you change your focus between activities. It happens when we are interrupted either by our thoughts, by someone else, or by the phone. There is a simple solution for this. Work on one thing at a time. Observe yourself and watch how your mind switches context. When it starts becoming conscious, you can shut it down quite quickly. Don't follow your irrelevant thoughts. As soon as you notice them, stop the interruption and get back to your focus. And be very clear about your focus and stick with it. So there you have it. Two simple solutions to create more time. It's a bit easier than we thought, isn't it? It's like, you know, we work really hard for 10, 12 hours a day and we think we need more time on top of that. In fact, we're going to extract time out of that day and give ourselves more time. Reducing interruptions and doing one thing at a time are intentional time protectors. That's the easy part. But here comes the kicker. What are you going to do with the extra time? And this is where all the trouble starts. As you can see, it's not out of the realms of possibility to get an extra 2 hours a day. But what are you going to do with it really? Will you invest that newly recovered 2 hours back into your business or use it to bring balance back into your life? Sorry, this is not negotiable. Invest this time in your personal needs first, then family, then friends, and if you have time left over, put it into your business. Now, doesn't that sound awesome? Put it into yourself. You've been spending so many hours on everything and everyone else, and probably not much on your own personal needs. You need to be cherished. It's time. You see, needing more time is a reoccurring cycle generated by dopamine seeking and context switching. Both are very related, actually. You don't really need more time. You need to protect your time and repoint it to things that matter. As Jack Naip, author of Make Time, says, you only waste time when you're not intentional about using it. So let's get intentional about our time. Keep what matters in the forefront of your mind and ensure you shift some of your wasted time into things that truly align with your priorities. Dopamine can never replace the joy you will experience when life and business come back into balance. Put these things into practice today. Let's give you back your time. Let's give you back that sense of joy and a bit of breathing room. You can get this time back every day. You just have to put some simple practices in place and then you have more time. Have a great day. I hope you loved today's episode and it provides value to you and your business. There are two quick things you can do to pay it forward. One, share this episode with other women you know and love. And two, take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcast. This will enable more women in business to receive this valuable information. Let's share the love. Finally, go to quickwinsforbusiness.com, get your free business checklist, and join our private Facebook community, where I'll be sharing additional quick win tools. Let's work together. Join me here next week with another exciting episode sharing more quick wins for your business. Have a great day.